Books on Tape presents Divine Evil by Nora Roberts. Read by Kimberly Farr. Part 1. Men would be angels. Angels would be gods. Alexander Pope. What's past is prologue. Shakespeare. Chapter 1. The rite began an hour after sunset. The circle had been prepared long ago, a perfect 9 feet, by the clearing of trees and young saplings. The ground had been sprinkled with consecrated earth. Clouds, dark and secretive, danced over the pale moon. 13 figures in black cowls and cloaks stood inside the protective circle. In the woods beyond, a lone owl began to scream, in lament or in sympathy. When the gong sounded, even he was silenced. For a moment, there was only the murmur of the wind through the early spring leaves. In the pit at the left side of the circle, the fire already smoldered. Soon the flames would rise up, called by that same wind or other forces. It was May Day Eve, the Sabbat of Rudmus. On this night of high spring, both celebration and sacrifice would be given for the fertility of crops and for the power of men. Two women dressed in red robes stepped into the circle. Their faces were not hooded and were very white, with a slash of scarlet over their lips, like vampires who had already feasted. What?